Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you, and I'm always happy when Dr. Ivan Meisner joins us. Ivan is a longtime member of our Brain Trust going back to the previous millennia, all the way back to 1999 when he first joined us. He's the founder and the chairman of BNI, that's Business Network International, an organization I've been telling you about for a long time. And as you know, I often tell you about BNI when Ivan's not even here. He's the author of so many books. It takes a wheelbarrow to bring him to the studio, including Masters of Sales. And, of course, one of my favorite is the 29% Solution. He's our good friend, Ivan Meisner. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. It's always great to be on the show.
It's good to have you back. Ivan, one of the things that we've done quite a bit of talking about on the show over the years is the this idea of change, this thing that happens in our lives. And we've talked about change as a fact, as a reality. We've talked about the evolution of change, the velocity, what I call the velocity of change, how compressed one generational idea, the life of it, how compressed it is into the next one that pops up way too soon. We also talked about my favorite way of looking at change, and that is not accepting it, not just managing it, but leading change. Mm-hmm. And you've been doing a lot of this too, haven't you?
Yeah, we have in BNI. We've been incorporating, and I think I've talked about it on your show before, the importance to incorporate technology with the face-to-face networking, and that's what we're doing. And it's it leads to monumental, earth-moving, under-your-feet kinds of change within an organization. And so I've been doing a lot of research and talking to some friends of mine who are experts in this field, been coming up with some really interesting things, and I thought it might make a good topic. Today, I usually talk about, networking and mm-hmm. referral marketing, but I'm beginning to feel like a little bit of an expert in this area, and certainly am experiencing it myself.
Well, and of course, you've had some trial and error here, and as we all have, yeah. and we all learn. I learn from people we learn from other folks. Maybe some of the challenges they've had rather than some of the great successes. So talk to us about this.
Well, a good friend of mine, Dr. Mark McKergow, wrote a book called Solutions Focus, and it's about dealing with change. And I had Mark out here to speak. I'm on the Board of Trustees at the University of Laverne, and he was speaking at the University of Laverne, so I thought it was a good opportunity to talk to him about some of these things. And he had some interesting ideas that I think are really appropriate for business people. One is the idea of change being what he calls kotiso, which is a Japanese phrase, which is unchanging, basically, firm or strict way of dealing with issues. And then rutenso, which is a more flexible approach. There's spins on Japanese words. And kotiso is basically looking at change as, hey, it's hard, it's unnatural, and so what you have to do is set goals, set targets. You have to analyze. You have to have huge plans. Whenever possible, eliminate uncertainty.
Who thinks change is unnatural? it may be uncomfortable, but it's not unnatural.
that's right. But when people are going through the change, feel.
That's because of us.
Yeah, that is because of us, and that's his point. And rutenso is a way of looking at change where change is happening all the time. And that really the way to address change is to identify the direction that you want to go in. And here's the most important part of what he teaches that I have really implemented into my organization, and that is you got to look for what's working, not what's not working.
Yeah.
Got to focus on what is working and do more of that and less of addressing the issues that aren't working. And that small actions start things quickly, that you don't have to have monumental focus and a monumental effort to make a big transition, that you start making a whole lot of small changes. And these are two completely different ways of looking at change mm-hmm. within an organization. And I think based on my experience in applying both, the Rutenso approach has been much more effective.
Well, no question about it. But the first thing you have to do is just recognize that, you know, just like life, you're not going to get out of this thing alive. You're never going to not have, you know, things changing. And as I said, and since you and I've known each other, Ivan, the velocity of change is what's, it's not change that's got everybody so excited and frustrated and anxious. It's the velocity of change. I want to talk about all this some more, about how change is affecting you and how you're affecting change after these messages with our good friend Ivan Meisner, 22. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.